This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. The days are getting warmer and all of nature is preparing for spring. Wheat fields are starting to push out and leaves are getting longer. Jointing is not far away if it's not here already. This is where the growing point on each tiller starts to move from the crown and up the stem. However, this is also the time of year where farmers start to notice that some wheat isn't growing as well as the rest of the field. Patches or stripes of yellow wheat become apparent, and farmers start to wonder, why is my wheat yellow? There are a number of problems that can cause yellow wheat. Many are caused by lack of nutrients or root growth, while others are caused by insects and diseases, and it is possible that herbicides or fertilizers can be to blame as well. Sometimes the issue is obvious, but more often the underlying cause is hidden. A very common reason for yellowing wheat is nitrogen or sulfur deficiency. This causes a general yellowing of old leaves in nitrogen deficiency, and more in the newer leaves in sulfur deficiency. It is more likely in wet years, but can happen in nearly every year. Depending on the weather, it is easily possible to happen in fields that have been top-dressed with plenty of nitrogen or sulfur fertilizers as well. Nitrogen deficiency yellowing will be a big sweeping areas over a field. The field edges and within the tire tracks of fertilizer spreader could tend to stay a darker green. In properly fertilized fields, this yellowing will usually clear up as the wheat roots grow to match the quickly expanding tillers. Nutrient deficiency can also be caused by poor root growth as well. And poor root growth is caused by a number of physical problems in the soil itself. This can be a heavy plow pan, the lack of drainage in areas, or even a pH that is acidic enough to restrict root growth from iron toxicity. Now for the biotic side of things. Wheat viruses start to show up in full force this time of year. In this area, the most common wheat viruses is soil-borne mosaic, which is spread by swimming fungal spores in the soil, and barley yellow dwarf, which is spread by aphids in the fall. The soil-borne mosaic virus causes wheat leaves to be splotchy and stunted. However, the virus starts to deactivate when temperatures get above 68 degrees. Barley yellow dwarf shows up about now and can be seen with a purple-reddish coloring at the end of leaves. Both diseases will affect small patches of wheat throughout a field, with mosaic viruses following wet areas while the barley yellow dwarf being more random. Keep in mind that while aphids do spread the barley yellow dwarf this time of year, it is too late for new infections of the virus to cause much harm. Speaking of aphids, major outbreaks of aphids can also cause yellowing as well. It takes quite a bit of aphids to be a problem, and they shouldn't be hard to find at this population level. I've seen a lot of ladybugs out already taking care of the problem for us. Fungal diseases also start to take off now, but none cause a general yellowing of the fields. Septoria is a common fungal disease that leaves brown, wavy, and yellow spots on leaves. Another thing that leaves fields looking a little ragged is winter damage on wheat that wasn't planted deep enough in the fall. If you are seeing some wheat yellowing in your fields and can't quite figure out why, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.